I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Johnny Otis and his classic rendition of Harlem Nocturne from September 1945 on the Savoy label, and the solo alto work there is probably more famous than the guy who blew it. Rene Bloch was his name, and he did this and actually did a lot more work in Latin ensembles than he did in R&B, but it was Rene Bloch who was on alto and sometimes on flute. Johnny Otis, Harlem Nocturne, it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we're here for the next 5 hours to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We've got all sorts of great sounds all the way until, well, at least where I'm at, until 5 in the morning. Our opening set this week belongs to Jimmy Rushing. ¶¶
The clock struck four. She said, baby, don't you stop. It's like Maxwell House coffee, good to the last drop. Let them roll. Let them roll just one more time. I'm so glad I'm living. Baby, I'm so glad you're mine.
When you see me coming, try and have some real good news. When you see me coming, try and have some real good news. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I've got those Thursday blues. It's Thursday morning, and I've really got the blues. Yes, it's Thursday morning, and I've really got the blues. That's your day off, baby, and I've got no time to lose. All you Thursday women, get hip and watch your cues. Bring all that gold to Jimmy, 'cause I've got no time to lose. Yes, it's Thursday, and I've really got the blues. Don't disappoint me, baby, and leave me with those Thursday blues.
Yeah, Jimmy Rushing with our opening set there. We started with Jimmy accompanied by the first two, Johnny Otis and the orchestra, from September 1945, first My Baby's Business, and then Jimmy's Round the Clock Blues. Then we listened to a pair that were issued on the Excelsior label, both of them from 1946, first Good Morning Blues, and then The Thursday Blues. Jimmy Rushing and the opening set. And of course, almost every time we feature Jimmy Rushing, we try and include something by Helen Humes as well, because they were the two featured vocalists with Count Basie in the band for a number of years. All the sides with Jimmy Rushing were without Basie, and we'll find recordings by Helen Humes here after she left the Basie band. I think that was 42, 43. Things we're going to find here are all from the year 1950, and most of them feature Dexter Gordon on tenor. Let's start with this one right here. Day.
my way. Kill myself.
Yeah, there's a session, well, three out of the four anyways, were for the Savoy label in November 1950. Dexter Gordon was there blowing tenor. We had Ain't Gonna Quit You from November 1950. Then Living My Life My Way, that was the exception. That was done for the Bahari Brothers, also in the year 1950, separate session. And the last two were from the Savoy session, Knocking Myself Out and Airplane Blues. Helen Humes on the vocal from November 1950, Dexter Gordon on the tenor. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Here's a guy that we feature on a regular basis on the Jazz Oasis program, but these are some real early recordings that he did for the Excelsior label. There's a two-CD set called, the Otis Rene story. Otis Rene owned and operated the Excelsior label out on the West Coast, and In 1945, Gerald Wilson was just starting his big band. They went on to much bigger and better things in the 60s and the 70s. These are all just immediately after the war. Gerald Wilson and the orchestra, and there's only one vocal here. Dick Gray sings on the second tune. Let's check them all out here. Again, it's Gerald Wilson and the orchestra.
Thank you. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this hometown keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me, misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to mourn inside. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. Soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the
blues.
Yeah, there's Gerald Wilson and the orchestra. Three out of the four songs were from 1945, and that last one, a little more sophisticated with all the changes that were happening in bebop. It was called Dissonance in Blues from 1947, and it was on the Excelsior label. As were all four of them. We started out with Grooving High, Gerald Wilson and his orchestra, and their 1945 rendition. Then from that same year, Dick Gray on the vocals, I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. And from May of 1945, Gerald Wilson and the orchestra in Synthetic Joe. That led us around to Dissonance in Blues. Gerald Wilson and the orchestra. Here on Blues Before Sunrise, of course, hour number one is always devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. Time for some hip harmony. Let's listen to the Five Redcaps.
Wait a minute, fellas. If you want to be a member, as musicians do, of Gable's band in Angel Land, here's my advice to you. Better learn to blow your horn, so your music he won't scorn when he meets you judgment morn. If you want to play in Gabriel's band, bounce your tempo, jam and swing, train your vocal chords and sing. Hidey-ho-wing is the thing. If you want to play in Gabriel's band, better be prepared if you want a part in that heavenly show. Or on Judgment Day, they'll find a place for you below. Make your trumpet call ring out. Hallelujah! Sing and shout. Gotta know what rhythm's about if you want to play in Gabriel's band. Now you children look like you can swing. And Gabriel says swing is a thing. Now come on, jump if you can. I'm trying you out for Gable's band.
Rap da da dum da, rap da da dum da. Ayala hula 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 hoot.
We want to play in Gable's band.
Now look out, you cats. Let's jump some more. Give me a break and watch me go.
I play the bass, so give me a hearing in this case.
You know, you boys sound mighty good to me. But watch out now, cause I'm changing the key.
Whoop!
Wrong key. That's the one. Make your trumpet calls ring out. Hallelujah. Sing and shout. Gotta know what rhythm's about. If you wanna be in Gabriel's band, play in Gabriel's.
listen, everybody. We'll go straight through. As Ben isn't here, I'll beat the time for the solo part myself. Come on now, lads. Give me everything you've got.
It's been a while since we heard anything from Paul Ropes, and there they are in a movie soundtrack. And this comes from the movie The Proud Valley. There's a rehearsal scene there, God of Abraham, and that's from 1940, Paul Robeson. Before that, we had Pete Johnson on the piano. Usually it's just solo boogie piano. This on the Apollo label actually featured a little combo from November 1947. Carl Lynch on guitar, Al McKibben bass, J.C. Hurd on the drums, Hollywood Boogie, Pete Johnson piano. We started the set with the Five Red Caps, Gabriel's Band from March of 1944. We're actually a little early here, so I'm going to grab a couple more from the Otis Rene story, the guy who had the Excelsior label. These are the Drifters. I don't think they're the same ones that were on Atlantic, but I don't know for sure.
Hey, honey child, I'm just wild about you, honey child. I'm simply mad about you. I think you're wonderful. When I say you're wonderful, that's only putting it mild. You've got eyes, how they hypnotize. You've got charm. Yes, into loving arms. When you kiss so sweet. You're complete from your head to your feet. All the critics rate you tops in style. You're divine and you're mine, honey child. Well, honey child.
Honey child,
you know that I'm in love with you, pretty baby.
My pretty baby, well now.
If I didn't care, why do I feel the way that I feel about you, baby? Why do I thrill and my heart stand still whenever I'm around you?
God, I, oh, God, that I don't like.
You got your bad melt in my arms.
When you smile so sweet. You're a treat from your head to your feet. All the critics ready to toss and pass and stuff. You're divine. And you're mine. You're mine all my way.
Not in mine
all my.
Yes, darling.
You're mine all my. Honey child.
Yeah, there are the Drifters and a piece they call Honey Child. And I was, as it was playing, I was looking through the liner notes, and these are not the Clyde McFadder Drifters that recorded for, what was it, Atlantic that they recorded for? Anyways, we are going to pause and identify the station, and then we'll be back with our number two, including the Ethel Waters series, a new session each week, and all sorts of other great music. To take us on up to station ID, let's call on Johnny Otis one more time from February of 1946, and he calls this Sergeant Barksdale, and this is part two.